Check 1 2. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Can I get a check 1 2, Mikey V?
Check 1 2.
Are we good? Yeah. We're good over there. Joey
good.
D, can we get a check 1 2? Can we get a check 1 2, Joey D? We have he's here.
Oh, get the fuck
come
out of
on,
here. Get
man.
The fuck out of here.
What are we doing here, Joey?
You look like fucking, what the fuck?
It's all theatrics for this guy, man. It's just, I mean, what are
Christ.
We doing here? What are we doing here, Joey D?
What am I doing?
The best he rolls in and he doesn't expect any type of reaction with the robe on, the chest hair.
And by
out.
The way, Mikey, he had to
you guys are unbelievable. You make it sound like I'm trying to do theatrics. I had a trip planned to go away for the weekend in Santa Barbara. Well, I'm not gonna cancel the trip.
Who said about canceling the trip? Just throw on a fucking t-shirt. That's all I'm saying. We're not talking anything about your presence. Your presence here is much appreciated. I'm just talking about the fit that's on right now.
Well, I didn't have time to get different. Ready. I just woke up.
Well, by the way.
You didn't just wake up. There's morning walks on the beach videos.
I was up at 5:40 to see a sunrise that never came because it's cloudy. And then I went back to sleep because I was exhausted.
You know who's to blame here, Joe? The California sunshine tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been horrible, man.
Yeah. Now, by the way,
absolutely freaking non-existent. There's more sun on Mars than there is in California these days.
We're not sponsored by Celsius, but talk to us about that Celsius. What flavor do you have today, Joseph?
This one is sparkling watermelon.
Wow. Let's play. Mike V, let's clap it up for Joey D here today.
He's tired too.
Whoa.
This is going to have to go on the premium content channel.
By the way, For Cutsy to have to make the entrance that he did where he wasn't in the camera at first, Mikey, you realize he had to click the accept button, walk around the laptop.
I had to go grab something on the other side. Stop making some pretzel situation where
There it is.
I got good news for you, Joe. I got good news for you.
What?
Nothing to do with the podcast today, but nothing ever does. I got your new bagel spot. Best bagel in our neck of the woods.
He's been talking about this for weeks.
Yeah, they
have
one.
Bagels is
that's
what
correct.
He's doing.
That's how did you know I was going to say that?
Bob, you've only mentioned it like 5 times since I've been around you. It's not like it's common knowledge at this point.
I kind of feel like
Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. Right
if you now. Don't say so yourself, Joseph.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah. Let me. But I do just want to say, Joe, they toast half the bagel and then the other half they don't toast. It's a very interesting. It's like a half-baked. Like, Mike, you ever go to, like, Cat's Deli? You know how, like, they do, like, the – or if they put something on rye, some of these delis where, like, they half-toast the bread. Do you know what I'm saying, or do I sound ridiculous?
Lightly toasted. There's degrees to toasting where it's like you just pass it through the toaster very, very quickly. You don't brown it. It just gets lightly toasted just to give it a little structure. Give the toast a little structure so it's not flopping.
Yeah, but I don't even know if it's a light toast or if they actually get half of it, like half of it toasted, half of it not. It's a very interesting way they do it, and I can't. Think maybe it's a light toast. Go ahead, Joseph. You like it. I think it's terrific. Yeah, I really do.
I had something yesterday that was mind blown. I've never
Talk
had before.
Talk to me, Joseph.
And it needs to be tried. I mean, I don't know if you guys are big dessert guys. I had yesterday. It's called a cookie witch. It's two warm cookies, and they make it into a sandwich with ice cream in the middle. It was one of the greatest things I've ever fucking had.
Wait, Joe, that's a chip witch.
That's the chip witch sandwich.
Yeah.
No, it's called a cookie witch. It was called a cookie. Insomnia Cookies, and they put you choose the different types of cookies that you want, and they come out warm, and then you choose the ice cream, and they make it into like an ice cream cookie witch.
Right.
That's a chip witch. That's been.
So you've never seen on the ice cream trucks? Were there ice cream trucks by you growing up?
Yeah, but they always had like SpongeBob or Spider-Man or like
they never had Rocket the prepackaged Pops. two chocolate chip cookies with the vanilla ice cream in the middle.
No, but see, this is different. It wasn't prepackaged. We went into a store and they grabbed out hot cookies. It was unbelievable.
But that's a chip. That's a Chipwich. That's a Chipwich. No matter what, hot or cold, you're working with the Chipwich.
Chipwich.
How have I never heard of this thing before?
That's what
I want to know. Let me tell that's you. That's what I want to know.
I can't. We're doing a Bob the Sports trip in Vancouver. I can't wait.
You're going to love it, Bob.
I think so too. But I can't wait to see where they got this guy from. You know what I mean?
They didn't pull me out of a dumpster, Bob.
Nobody's saying that, but I mean, like, I was expecting that dessert thing to go in a whole different direction. I got to be honest.
It was so simple, but so brilliant.
That's basically like me saying, guys, listen, I had this lunch the other day. You got to listen to this. You have to listen to this. These guys, they take dough and they roll it out. And then they Listen to this. Wait, it gets better. They put tomato sauce on it and then cheese. And then they just slide it into an oven and they call it a New York style pizza. Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Mikey. That's a hell of an announcement.
You know what I did want to mention that I don't know why I found it as amusing as I do. Mikey V had his five brothers dinner with his brother. Four brothers or five brothers, Mikey?
Five of us total. Four older brothers I have.
Five. So the five brothers dinner.
I didn't know you had that many brothers.
Me neither.
Four older brothers, yeah.
And Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you guys.
But Joe, wouldn't you be curious to dig into that a little bit and meet these cats?
Are they as big as Mikey V? Like, are you the biggest by far?
My brother Nick is like 6'3". He played. He was Division III All American football player. He's a big boy.
Family, Bob.
Yeah, that's a hefty bacon. That's why Christmas Eve we have like 20 lobsters, and really the only people that eat them is just us. So it's difficult.
Human garbage disposal in that house.
it's a nice compliment to you. There,
Billy goats,
growing up with like the Diaz brothers or the Watt family, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have no choice but to be a grown
this
man.
This was a lot tougher of an upbringing than the Watt brothers.
What's really interesting about the photo that you put out on your Instagram, and I know a lot of people were DMing you about it, I was fascinated about it. Joe, did you see everybody got their meal? Okay,
yeah, Bear Downs was done.
Everybody had
their meal.
I
zoomed in. I thought maybe it was like a whitefish or something that you couldn't see.
Yeah.
But there's just nothing left.
If you think I'm ordering whitefish at Luna Woodfire Tavern,
no.
That's a little off. No disrespect to Luna, our official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Great restaurant.
It's correct.
You won't find a better, friendlier atmosphere. Great pizza, great family place, bar, TVs. But whitefish, I wouldn't expect to see on the menu anytime.
No, but I'm saying is I thought maybe – like I was seeing things because everybody's plate was full and yours was gone. Yeah. It was preposterous.
Well, it's amazing because everybody had their meal and it's not like everybody, you know, there were some bites taken out. There was one plate that somebody was taking into. All the other plates, it was like they sent it back to the kitchen and it just came out and Mikey was just waiting. Mikey's plate was cleaned, and it does make me think you are an outrageously fast eater, Mikey V. Yeah, you really are.
And I, you know what the sad part is I didn't even, when I put up that picture, I didn't even notice. I that never even crossed my mind for 1 second. And then I kept seeing people comment that and DM me, and I'm like, this is a problem. And I have been conditioned to eat fast. And that's like a survival thing. So being the youngest brother, like you're eating fast. And I just think that's stayed with me my whole life. But I think it's reached alarming proportions. So I think I'm built to do some of these speed eating competitions.
Have you ever done any of that shit?
I'm going to do one. My buddy opened a place in Nutley. So I'm going to do a burger challenge. It's five burger patties. And a pound of French fries in under 15 minutes. You have to do it in under 15. The record is 11 minutes and like 4 seconds. I think I could smash that.
I think five patties? You could do that in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I could bang back a 5-patty burger. I could say in under 4 minutes.
Well,
it's the fries. It's the pound of fries that's going to be. That's the uphill battle. You got to knock down the burger first.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, fries are the fries might be what gets.
That's going to be an issue.
I think you could do pretty well with 5-patty. We went to Wendy's, and this to me is a sicko move. The big ticket, who's on the hot seat again, the big ticket ordered, this isn't for like a competition. Like, this is just us stopping at Wendy's at the end of a golf run. He got the Dave's triple. And I'm thinking with the Dave's triple, why don't you just get two burgers at that point to where it kind of fucks up the hamburger.
Well,
where
I guess you save some carbs. You save a little bit on the carbs, you know, minus one bun. But I guess what you're making up in the fat and cholesterol really doesn't matter at that point.
And then
but
the meat.
Bob was handing out the burgers from the bag, like for everybody distributing it. And he didn't even look at tickets. He just grabbed it. He's like, this got to be the triple.
Well, it weighs. I've had that burger. That burger weighs like a good like pound. Like it's like a
and
solid.
Ticket was done it in like 2 minutes flat.
That's like when you take that out of the bag, you know immediately because it feels like you're picking a sandbag out of there. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
just, it's
yeah,
absurd.
Yeah.
It's like a horseshoe. It's like grabbing a horseshoe.
Really? Really? I mean, I couldn't. Yeah, that thing. I mean, to get the triple though, at that point, just do like a Dave's double and then another, you know,
junior
burger,
bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I think I've had days in high school where, you know, you're in high school, you're doing all kinds of things. And we used to go to Wendy's sometimes. And I think that like there were times where I would order like no bullshit because you're ordering off the dollar menu. You're in high school. You're not buying like anything fancy. I'm telling you, there had to be sessions where I was banging back 7 to 8 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
I believe it. Yeah.
Easily and dunking them into the Frosty,
and
by
not
the way.
Even just to do it. I mean, not even for Joey D's got his hand up. Joey D,
I just want to like to request that when you do this food eating challenge, you do an Instagram live.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I probably do like a reel. I'll probably
no live would be
no,
so good.
Yeah.
I would do stonky numbers.
I would like the Brilliantly Dumb Show to get their hands first on that. I almost would prefer that.
We haven't had a food eating challenge since Ticket did the Glizzies.
That's true, Mikey. That is something to consider. I mean, maybe
the record
you save it
is
for
11
program.
Minutes and
we do it
seconds.
On the pod. Could you with Bob and I commentating?
I have to be at the restaurant. I have to be at the place.
Well,
that's fine.
Well. Yeah,
it's promotion for the restaurant. They're getting.
I mean, listen. If we didn't have to spend, an entire day in the Bronx next Saturday,
yeah,
I'd say fuck it. Let's do it next Saturday. But that will ruin my whole day. My whole day will be.
I guess that.
It'll be.
By the way,
I won't be able to move.
So we are headed to New York. We have a New York themed top five that we're going to get into later on the show. But me and Joey D, we are headed to New York. Breezy Invitational. Mikey V is going to be there. With Nikki Diamonds. Now, Cutsy, at the Breezy event, and to me, this is going to be – now, we all have our own holes that we stand at. I will absolutely be leaving my hole to just go witness what's going on at their hole. At hole 14, you pull up to the tee box. You are going to be getting Mikey V. You are going to be getting Nikki Diamonds dedicated to the 14th tee box. And a newcomer who the folks don't really know here, Nikki Juice, believe it or not – is looking into possibly getting there.
Bear Downs Juice?
Yeah, Bear Downs Juice. Wow. So you'll be getting that, which is going to be unbelievable.
Nikki Juice is going to be on planet Mars by the end of the drinks he's going to take.
But you know what? I God damn it, I love Nikki Diamonds more than anything. I'd be lying to you if I told you I'm not a little bit concerned about what
you know
goes
what he
on
told me
there
he's
with Nikki
do?
Diamonds. What's that?
He says he's going to be giving out diamonds bucks. For people making closest to the pin chips.
That means he's going to have his little, he has like a sachet, or a satchel, like a little like zipper satchel. And it'll probably be full of $100 bills. And that's not an exaggeration. And he'll probably be handing out those for closest to the pin. He's very excited. I think he's had his outfits laid out for like a month already. He's got his outfits like laid out already. He's got a hotel room because he wants to do a change before the after party. He wants to go shower and do a full change into a sport coat before the after party.
I think he'll show up to the course in mink.
Like, if you think DJ Khaled is dressed to the nines when he goes on the golf course, wait till you see Diamonds. When you pull up to the 14th green, there's a good chance that you're going to be hearing, like, Dean Martin and like through a speaker as you pull up. It's going to be very nostalgic.
He's going to be giving out fresh New York pies while guys tee off. Yo, he's something else.
My now, Bob, is there a podcast also that day? The day of, or is
so?
There...
So
we're
yeah,
doing it
so,
on Bronx Day.
Well, so yeah, so not the we're yeah. It'll that, be right, it'll be the right. day that we're going to Yankee Stadium. We are doing Saturday. We are going to do the podcast from the official sponsor of the
Brooklyn La show,
La
Luna
Loops. By the way, I mean something insane. I can't believe all the people, and I'm excited. It's a good crew. We are rolling up to the Yankee game with 23 fucking people.
With ticket like, too, don't forget.
It's like a field
oh,
trip.
Oh, yeah, don't forget. Forget it.
Yeah. And by the way, he had his phone on Do Not Disturb when I tried to call him last week. I said, ticket, who has their phone on Do Not Disturb at 10 in the fucking morning? You know what I mean?
I never put my phone on Do Not Disturb because, you know,
I don't even know how
an emergency. You can't. Yo, once you have kids, you can't. You have
by the way, my screen time just popped up on my laptop.
It's gotta be disturbing.
This number was disturbing. There's times where I'm like, all right, I can live with that one. That number
mine
that
was
I
at
just
like
saw.
12 hours.
Oh man, dude, that one
is that for a day or what is that?
A day, 12 hours.
Bob,
a day
what's
average?
Yours a day? I gotta know. Wait.
It's gotta be 17 hours.
Joe, let's set an over under. Let's set an over under.
That
for
was
Bob's
tough.
Average screen time. Now, Bob, are you going to give the number? You're going to give
sure.
the true number?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe, what do you think? I'll set the number. Vegas will set the number right now. It's 17 and a half hours a day.
I'd say under. I'd say it's about a little over 16.
Mikey V?
17 and a half. I'll take the over. Bob is a sick fuck, bro. He's a sick fuck.
Go hey, ahead. You know what? Bob's phone puts him to bed.
Cash the under. Cash the under.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
was I close under. With the 16?
15 and a half.
Okay.
Oh, I was close. Okay.
So
okay.
That, I'll right. tell you what, though, man. That's a problem.
Do you feel better, though, that I set the over-under like a couple hours higher?
Yeah, I do, because I thought you guys were going to really, really rip
that's
on me.
That's still a lot. I mean, that's there's a lot. 24 hours of the day. I mean, you sleep for 8 of them, so it means there's only an hour and a half in the day you're not on your phone.
I mean...
And yeah. I mean, you got to factor in, like, that's to do things that you simply can't have your phone. Showering, right. while you're working out. Certain activities you just can't even have.
Well, his F45 is probably the only hour or 45 minutes consistently where he's nowhere near his phone.
And you know what? Sometimes in between sets, I run over and I check it. Yeah, that to me is very concerning.
Bro, I'm having a full conversation with Bob the other night. A full conversation, back and forth texts about I don't know what. And like he asked me a question, I answered it, and then I asked him like machine gun like three questions, which I do that a lot. And then no response for the rest of the night. Fine, no problem. Figure he fell asleep. Next morning, no response for hours and hours. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, all right, I hope he's all right. And then I see on Instagram that he just liked a post that Jon Rahm put with his hair all fucking grizzled up in a golf cart. And I'm like, at least he's alive. I know he's alive. But that's sometimes how you got to know if Bob is alive. You just go right to the IG.
It's the thing is with Bob, and no offense, Bob, because you're great with your phone. But
no offense,
to be on your phone for 15 and a half, almost 16 hours of the day, the guy's one of the worst texters I've ever seen. Now, I will say he's great in a group chat. When Bob does fire in a group chat, he's fantastic. Yeah, but to get back on a personal text level, and I'm probably one of the closest people in Bob's phone, it's preposterous sometimes. I'll have DM'd him, I'll have texted him, and he's firing out on Instagram stories, so I know he's on his phone.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's normal for like close friends to respond to an Instagram DM before a text message? You think that's normal behavior? I'm just asking.
Okay, so out of that 15 and a half hours, and the answer to your question, no. But that's what's amazing. Is-
Okay. Well, you cleared that up. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
You would think that I would be, and Joe's not wrong. And Joe, by the way, you're on the priority text wise that there are
five people that
I will get back. Yeah, you would think that so much of that is text, and so much of it more is DM. Like right now, I have 98 text messages. Oh, yeah. Now, mind you, a decent amount of that is group messages, but. Yeah. I really am. It's you would think, I don't know. Sometimes DMs have turned into kind of text messages now.
I still think Nikki Smigs is the worst texter on the face of the earth. Terrible. I still think he holds the crown. Smigs will text me. I'll text him a question. The funny thing about Smigs, like Bob will get back to me and he'll be like, yo, my bad. Like Smigs will text you 6 days later, answering the question as if nothing happened, a week later, as if the conversation was still going.
Mikey V is one of the best texters that I know.
Let me tell you,
he's fantastic. He's
Hall of Fame texter.
I think I'm good texting, but Mikey V is prompt. He's witty, succinct. In the group chat. He's succinct. And I don't like, you know, pumping his tires, but with the group chat or texting in general, you're very, very good, Mikey.
I'm a gold jacket texter.
I'll tell you this.
Gold jacket.
The two best texters in regards to just wittiness, hitting points home like that just bring a lot to the table are him and Perez. And there's
Perez
times,
very good.
Perez is very good. There's times where I feel overmatched by them to where like I'm not saying shit half as funny as what they're saying, and like my stuff's kind of weak to what they're bringing. Like
Perez is almost too much in a group chat. I'll look and there'll be like 30 texts from Perez. You know, and it's all funny shit.
I appreciate that though. I really do.
You don't have Perez time to dwell on one joke before he's firing in another.
And you know what I will say too. Perez is great about giving out, like giving your flowers in the sense of like the laughing notification. Like he'll always hit you, and that makes you feel good. That keeps
the ha ha, the ha ha,
or Mikey, the love, or
Mikey, talking about the ha ha.
Yes,
yeah, the ha ha click.
Yeah, the ha ha's big,
or Mikey, the thumb, or the love.
Yes, that keeps you going. Mikey V makes you earn that. He makes it tougher on you to get one of those. Not that he's stingy with those.
I wouldn't say I'm stingy.
He makes you earn those. No, I wouldn't say stingy. You make us earn it more than Perez does. Perez will fire those out.
Nobody's better in texting photos than Bob is, though.
No, yeah. Well, Bob's got the, we've talked about the library. Bob's got the library. Like, yeah. You know. Sometimes if you're in a group chat with, let's say you're in a group chat with eight people, if you send a message in and you get a 3 to 4 ha-ha response, that's a solid text.
The
message.
Best.
I'd say you got to hit around 40 to 50% of the group chat ha-has at it. And then once in a while, you know, you'll send an all-timer and you'll get the full. If you get full group chat ha-ha, I've only seen that a couple times in group chats above eight people.
Yeah.
Where every single person ha-has at it. You
it's
know,
it's got to be great. Bob, you know who else is a really great texter is the Jet. The Jet's very good. He goes underappreciated.
Yes, you're right. And you know what, too? He won't come knock. His attendance isn't as great, but when he's there,
he's firing on all cylinders. Yeah.
He's good, man.
You get the Jet on a random college basketball Saturday, and he's texting you about the UCLA under, and he'll machine gun you back. If he's watching that game, he's on it like that.
Mikey V, I pray to God that he gets saucy at that Yankees game, because you'll see a Jet that you've never seen, and you'll appreciate how funny this guy can actually be. He's hysterical.
I've hung with Jet. Came to the first meetup for the Patreon two years ago. So and I definitely got a glimpse there. There is no chance. Let me say this now for the record for next Saturday. There is 0% chance that every single person at this event is not sauced out of their mind. By first pitch, everyone's going to be sauced out.
And party bet.
Also, too.
Yeah, party bets. I mean, you're going with Dickie Gass. I mean, the guy had me buying 50-50 raffle tickets at a kid's carnival at a church last night.
That's a true story.
I mean, that's a true story.
you know, it was funny. Last time we were at Luna's, you forget that Lou is actually running a business, because last time before the Yankee game for the Audi Club, Mikey V on Lou's chalkboard in the main dining room, all you see is Yankees parlay, Aaron Judge home run, over 4.5 runs for the first 5 innings. And I'm looking at this chalkboard, and we get back from the game, and it's still there.
And then underneath, it just says, it's his specials. Homemade cannoli.
Right. Oh yeah, by the way. Yeah, by the way, here's the special pizza for tonight.
Yeah.
He didn't even erase it. He just added.
Good idea, by the way. I'll talk to Lou about that. Might get an Audi Club pizza special for Saturday. Might as well whip out something special. And I tell you what, he made a special pizza for us that can't go unnoticed for the brothers' dinner. He did the Yoka's pizza.
Wow.
Sicilian vodka sauce. Ricotta, bro. Chunks of ricotta cheese and chicken cutlet chopped up. It was fucking fire.
You know
it
what?
Was
I,
fucking
you know,
delicious.
It looked terrific. You know what I'm so in on now? And Joe, you know, I had the girl at Vito's do it for me, and they don't do it. Is she made me, and I'm so in on this. The vodka slice.
Yeah,
great slice.
And you know what's great too, which is a newcomer, and I've done it one time, and it was amazing. Chicken parm, instead of doing the red sauce, do the vodka sauce.
Yes.
I know that's against, you know, tradition.
No, it's not. That's very popular. That's innovation. Here. A lot of places do vodka chicken parm.
But how come I don't see that more, though, Mikey V?
You live in California, Bob. Enjoy your avocado toast. You know?
he had an acai bowl last night.
People are worried about, you know, people are worried about the vegan, you know, macro calorie content in vodka sauce out there.
I actually did have a acai bowl last night.
I know you sent us $29.
Oh yeah,
for a delivery of an acai bowl. This thing better have fucking chunks of diamonds in it for $29. Holy shit!
Sprinkled with 24-karat gold flakes.
I will say, going back to the Audi Club, I'm really excited that this game is a night game.
I agree.
The last time we went to the day game, but we kind of started early, so we weren't really able to fire on all cylinders until we got on the party bus. But this time I feel like we could do like a whole lunch thing. We could do a whole like and like the amp up towards the first pitch being at night is going to be fantastic.
I tell you why. And you factor in the fact, number one, this had to be a late game, because if I think if this was a 1 p.m. first pitch game coming off the breezy the night before, that would be a really tall ask. Like it would be like we'd do it, but it would be a really tall ask. Second, I think that you are going to see
Red Dickie Gasson,
Boo-boo-loo at a Red Sox game is a different, like yelling at women and children. Like Don't be a Red Sox fan that day. That's all I could say. Do not be a Red Sox.
Will
fan
he be confrontational?
Oh yeah. Very.
We can do without the confrontation.
He's not going to get in any fights, but he's going to chirp everybody.
He's at a Devils Rangers game chirping a guy's ear off at the Garden. It was I can't imagine that. Like, I can't imagine, as much as I hate the Red Sox, and I fucking hate them, unless I am beyond drunk, I can't imagine.
What's Teddy
at our age getting into it with somebody at one of these stages, or now, you know, you go on TV, like I was watching the Nuggets game, you see the guys with the face paint.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like 40 years old. It's such a tough.
Like Putty, from Seinfeld.
Yes.
At the Devils.
We are the Devils. And then the priest sees them. He's like, Madre de Dio.
Yeah.
I love the Yankees, man. I can't imagine doing something like that, but that hey,
Bob, you know who's going to be in tough is Teddy. He's a Red Sox fan.
But the thing about Teddy's been indoctrinated into the Audi Club.
Yeah,
so it's
he
not
knows.
Like, it's not like Dickie Gass
is. But is he
going to
be cheering for the Red Sox during
it's his
the team? Game?
It's
yeah,
his
he
team.
Will. But he knows by now. He knows not to be a Mike.
Well, Dickie sounds like he might come for Teddy's throat.
By the way, there
he'll
was
come for you. Get a couple cocktails in him. He's going to come for anybody.
Joe, you weren't. Were you there on the day where me and Teddy almost threw hands over the Red Sox Yankees argument?
Yeah. Well, that. What? There's two times Bob and Teddy almost threw fisticuffs. Oh, one was the Red Sox Yankees, and one time was over a ping pong game.
But
I'll tell you, ping pong starts more fights than I have ever seen, because everybody goes in thinking they're the greatest ping pong player of all time.
That's one of those things. Yeah.
Bob whoops all of their asses, and then there's always a fight, and there's always a whole thing.
But it's very uncomfortable for me because, you know, I don't say anything. Like, even when I played Perez, I was killing Perez, and Perez was getting upset, but I'm not saying anything.
Bob is the most annoying person to play ping pong against, because you know what he does? No, he doesn't go for the kill shot. He just keeps getting the ball.
He's a volley guy. Yeah, listen, he lets you make the first mistake.
For one point, he'll never go for the kill shot. And you always just end up screwing yourself over, and it's devastating. But he's very good.
But I'm not talking shit. I just let it play out, and they get upset. Teddy got very upset at me. I wasn't
Perez
doing anything.
Got really upset.
Perez got pissed.
I remember seeing some of those videos. I was like, yo, he's legitimately mad.
He was getting mad that the regulation size table – and the paddle, and like, what am I going to do in that situation? And we're on live too. It's a very, and everybody wants the ping pong match. The ones who didn't see, we already got the ping pong.
Hey, Bob, you should do like a Bob Does Sports ping pong. I think you would win a tournament. You'd probably crush like 70-80% of people easily.
I think I'd hold my own, but there's guys who just can slam it every single time and hit
there's guys who would just get worked.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean slam it? Like fucking
like
smash?
They're like smashing it every time and they're hitting the table consistently.
Oh, see, that's different.
I would just be overpowered. All right, fellas, without further ado, great banter out of the gate there. Great banter out of the gate. I think it's time to get into our buy or sell. Let's start off buy or sell. Let's go, Joey D.
All right, I did this last week, and it seemed kind of preposterous, but I'm gonna roll it over to this week. Last week I sold stupidity. This week I'm selling again lack of awareness, and it seems to me that more and more within I don't know if I'm just like in a simulation, but it just seems like more and more throughout my week there is people who are just so clueless, and I know I'm clueless in some regards, but within the realm of regular everyday things, it's just lack of awareness. That I'm going to give two separate individual circumstances that happened to me this week, and I just was absolutely dumbfounded. The first one, I went after my hike, I went to go into Starbucks to get a drink for me and Nicole. I go into the counter, there's no one around, you know, there's no one in front of me. I walk straight to the front of the counter. You know, the girl from behind the counter, she's got a trainee, you know, so I'm fair be it. I stand there for what seems like a minute, almost 2 minutes. She's talking to the trainee. At no point in time does she like motion to me or say, I'll be right with you. So I'm standing there for what seems like an eternity with my thumb up my ass. And I just like have some awareness. The second circumstance, I'm waiting to go to park to get into to go to Santa Monica. I pull over. I see the guys and say, hey, you guys leaving? They say, yeah. I say, okay, great. So I pull in, I'm getting ready to go in. These guys start taking their socks off, they're shoveling the sand off, they're changing, they're doing. I waited there for 10 minutes for these guys to leave, and I'm sitting there waiting. I'm just thinking, at no point in time do these guys realize that someone's waiting to go into the thing. Like, if I was doing that, it would at least be a little bit more expeditious. I just don't understand why people can't be a little bit more, you know. You guys are looking at me like I'm like out of control right now. Do you not agree?
I don't love the sell. I think it's like selling traffic. I mean, like that's to me, that's obvious. Like you're going to sell traffic every single time. You're going to sell stupidity every single time. To me, I tend to believe that that's a very obvious sell. Not to say
I thought it was interesting. Interesting.
I mean, Bobby, I think that if you were put in a circumstance like that, you would have some kind of awareness that you would at least, you know, in that circumstance be aware. And it just drives me nuts. If you guys don't like that though, I'll buy the Cookie Witch.
That's a good buy.
By the way, that's a great buy. Yeah, that's a great buy.
I feel like I'm the only person on the fucking planet who doesn't know what this is. Apparently, compared, you know, based on Mikey V's reaction.
Yeah, that to me, that's like, you know, that's America's pastime. Not even America's pastime.
That's not America's pastime.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Bob.
That's just like, that's that's anywhere. I mean, the Chipwich is iconic. The Chipwich is goated. That might be one of the best things. Now, with that being said, I haven't had one in a while. Might do one tonight. But
that sounds good. Cancel the SI Bowl and add the Chipwich to the fucking queue.
Yeah, that gets into my buy. I'm buying two different foods. Okay.
Okay.
My first food is the acai bowl, because for me, I used to just treat it as a dessert and everybody did it for like a breakfast food. I've now done the acai bowl for breakfast as well, or as crazy as it sounds, because I don't really look at it as
a work thing. Well. But that works.
Bro, it is. I'm telling you, man, I am hooked on these things and I'm hooked bad. I don't like too many toppings to where it overwhelms it. You got to have peanut butter on there. You do a fruit on there and then granola. And it's like having ice cream. It's better than it is. The acai bowl, I'm so in on. And then the other buy, which I'm into, and they're now even doing just stores or food places just based off of this item. The rotisserie chicken. You ever just go to like the grocery store and just get like that hot?
Yeah, they always good.
Costco.
That's Costco, good, Costco sells a rotisserie chicken still for $6. I don't know how they do it, because
it lasts you the whole week.
It'll feed you for, it'll feed you for like 2 days, because, you know, I'm feeding four people, but it's outrageous for the price. Outrageous. And it's delicious.
It's delicious.
That's a good thing, Bob. If you're going to somebody's house, like we went to Showtime's, that's a good thing to bring. Everybody likes it. It's easy. It's not hard. You know, Bob brought six seltzers. I brought Nicole made baby back ribs and a huge Greek salad. Bob brought six seltzers.
Mikey.
I kind of feel like we got the
non-alcoholic seltzers. Mikey.
No, we brought like the White Claws.
Mikey,
I feel like we got the short end of the stick there.
Nicole, what about a bottle of wine, Bob?
Well, him and Nicole brought like ribs and a salad.
This was from Memorial Day.
That was that barbecue you went to or whatever?
Memorial Day. He brought six seltzers. I should have sold Bob's fucking pot.
It was six seltzers and three Miller Lights in a Ralph's grocery store.
The shit he took out of his fridge.
Yeah, I know.
A grab bag of random floaters from your fridge.
Threw them in like a plastic bag.
Yeah, it was tough. To the point where I felt the need to. I thought it was pretty clear what was going on, because everybody was busting out what they were bringing. Yeah, I did. I wanted to get ahead of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you're not going to prepare some type of a dish, you got to just bring the safest play is to bring booze, but that becomes, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to do. Now, six random seltzers. It would have looked just so much more presentable had you had like the box, like you got it off the shelf at the liquor store.
He got them out of the fridge. He just grabbed them out of the. See, Bob, now what I'm saying is a rotisserie chicken is a play you can use for the future.
Yeah.
You come with that whole chicken.
I got to be honest. If he came with a rotisserie chicken, that might even be funnier, though. That's even
more outrageous. But I guarantee you, everybody.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this chicken? Now I got to cut it all up and fucking strip it down to the bones?
I'll tell you what though, Mikey B, and I think I'm just gonna have something ready just in case we do end up going to your house. I ain't going to Mikey B's house and not bringing something again. The day that I sat in his living room and Grill Guy brought a fucking case of wine, and then fucking Nikki Smig shows up like he just robbed the BevMo, and comes in with fucking Perez flowers.
We bought booze.
That was a tough. I've set the bar so low for myself with that. And I just got it.
The flip side of that is that if you do anything, maybe people will be impressed by it.
That's right. And then Holly had this big spread like that. That ain't a way.
Bob did that on purpose so that nobody ever expects anything. You know, maybe it's a genius play.
Now I will say, with the rotisserie chicken, the first day you get it, obviously it's the hottest, it's the best. That next day you're golden. After that, it does the middle of the chicken gets a little dry. You gotta hit it.
Dries up.
But you know, if you put sauce on it, it's still for the price of what you pay and how much it gets you. You could make chicken salad out of it. You just pull it right off. The rotisserie chicken play is one that I've been making recently, and I happen to love it. Mikey V, let's pan it over to you.
I mean, listen, I really wanted to sell Al Pacino this week. That's really what I wanted to sell, but I already went down the De Niro road, so I feel like that's a cheap out. But just to bring more light to this, like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Like, I put up a post and I said, like, you know, Scorsese and Joe Pesci will be the two next guys that announce that they're having, you know, kids at their age, because it's like the whole Goodfellas crew now, and all the Scorsese guys at 80-something years old are having kids. But I digress. I'm not going to sell it. I'm actually going to buy. I think this man deserves the respect. I think this man deserves to be anointed as the king, because he is, and he's proved it. And yes, he gets a little dinged up still here and there. But Aaron Judge is an absolute phenom, one of the greatest Yankees I have ever seen play baseball in my lifetime. And I know the sample size. He still hasn't won a World Series yet. He has to do that to get in the league of some of these other guys. But you want to talk about individual performances. This guy, forget about just hitting home runs. In the field, every night you see this guy make a superhuman type of play. His arm, his range, just everything. I'm buying Aaron Judge's, and I understand everyone, Shohei Ohtani. I understand that Ohtani is a unicorn, but as an everyday baseball player, Aaron Judge is hands down the MVP of the AL. He's the best player in the world right now. He is there, and I don't see him stopping anytime soon. I'm buying Aaron Judge as the real deal. I think everyone kind of was thinking there's no question.
The knock on him is he doesn't come through in the playoffs is the knock on him. I guess it's the Yankees team.
Bats in general don't come.
Yeah,
come
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's really him. I don't know if he could really point the finger at him. He's had some big, big hits and home runs. Even last year, he had big. But he's got so much Derek Jeter in him, too, to where he never says the wrong thing.
Never.
He always, always says the right thing. It's like Derek Jeter used to put on a masterclass at post-game conferences of not giving the media anything and just did everything the right way. He was never in any scandal. The biggest scandal on Jeter of all time was that he was sleeping with too many women. And if that's the way that you're going to go down for your biggest scandal, you did okay for yourself. You know what I mean? So
Judge holds himself with a lot of class too.
Sure does.
That's why they made him a captain. I mean, that's why they made him captain. They're not going to give that to just anybody. And he's the real deal. And another kid, Anthony Volpe, he's on the right track also to because he is all class also. He another kid who just says all the right things.
Joe,
he
I'm does. Telling you, don't even do it. Don't even.
What happened?
Because Joe's going to say something about his batting average, and he knows how much he was getting ready. He was cocking back.
I mean, listen, he's a kid.
He struggled, Bob. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, but Joe, he's in the biggest pressure cooker situation out of any of those guys.
I know, Joe, when Joe's getting ready to fire something out, and he was cocking back.
He's had his struggles.
I just think, if I may, I just think putting him in the same breath as Aaron Judge is a little bit.
I'm not putting him in the same breath as Aaron Judge as a baseball player yet. I'm putting him in the same breath as a classy, says the right things and does the right things at such a young age, which you don't see a lot. I think
he's a great kid. Met him. He's a great kid. I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying he has had his fair share of struggles on the
but
field.
At the same time, the flip side, I've seen him in clutch situations get those type of hits, those Derek Jeter type of hits in those clutch situations. Big time
Yankees,
go ahead,
got to step up in the playoffs.
By the way, Anthony Volpe has attended a Breezy Invitational. Has attended a Breezy Invitational as well.
I'll tell you what, I'm more excited for Nicky Diamonds.
That's our guy.
He's the one of one. I'm not.
Well,
not
so is, I mean, so is Volpe. Volpe does it all, man. I mean, Volpe is that. That's.
Does he listen to the Brilliant Dumb Show?
I hope not now. you know,
give his kudos, Bob.
I was gonna invite him to Rayo's because he's out here playing the Dodgers right now. I was gonna throw something out there and invite him to it. Couldn't do it. I don't know. I should have. I don't know. I
imagine Bob, you invited him to Rayo's and he shows up with Judge.
That to me.
And then Bob's got the corner booth. I don't think Judge would fit in that corner booth.
We'd have to change it up. Yeah, for sure. That for me would be,
that'd be a big night.
Bob would have stories flying off his Instagram. Yeah. before they even step foot in the restaurant. He'd have like the hostess hold the fucking camera for him as they walked in and play fucking Sinatra in the background.
That would be,
I did it my way.
Yeah, that would be all time for me, man. I will say though, and I say it time and time again, my number one all time dinner of all time, not even close, was Rayo's with you boys in East Harlem and Nikki Diamonds. And I mean,
so terrible. That's the last time we saw Mikey V.
Well,
you know, it's preposterous.
We're due, man. It feels like
I haven't seen the kid in years.
Yeah. Well, no,
the first time I met him, I had been talking to him for ages. We met him at Mini Mugs and Mugsy's Sweet Shop, and he came in, and I felt like I had known the guy for my whole life, and it was my first time meeting him.
No, we'll be together again, Joseph. In five short days, we'll be together again.
I do got to say on a separate note, not to make this all corny, but I do love you boys.
And I love you too. We love you too, Joey Dave.
I love you very much.
We love you. We love you too.
As that one strand of hair just flaps in the breeze there.
Joe, I can't tell if that is the most comfortable robe of all time or the most uncomfortable robe.
It is very samurai.
I'm leaning towards. I'm leaning towards uncomfortable because it just looks. It looks too thin. It almost.
Joe,
looks
when
like
you do paper. That, you look like Kung Fu Panda.
That's a tough scene. Hey, Jack, if Jack Black's not ready for the next sequel, give me a call. DreamWorks.
All right, boys. We've been talking New York. I think that'll lead us into our New York themed top five with the boys heading out to New York this week, which really will be terrific. And then, of course, podcast coming to you from Luna's Woodfire Tavern, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly. Folks, you got to be on YouTube to see what. You got to be on YouTube to see what just took place there. Today, what we're going to be doing is, Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing today?
Top five things to do in New York City. Top five things to do in New York City that encompasses all five boroughs. Top five things to do in New York City.
Top five things
New York is known for.
Yeah, top five New York.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Places, food.
Mom, you tell them what the top five is. I stumbled.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
I am okay, too. But now I'm concerned.
I mean, you could be mentioning something that happens in the Bronx and not Manhattan, correct?
No, but it's not top things to do. It's just things that New York is known for.
Wait, what is it?
I don't understand how every single week there's a problem with the top.
I don't think there's
a problem. You just read the wrong top five. Yeah, there's a problem.
Okay.
You said things to do in New York. I believe, as long as I'm not incorrect, that the top five was things New York is known for.
Oh,
be
okay.
It places,
top five staples. Yeah.
Top five staples. A staple could be something that you do. Is it not,
top,
Bob?
Top five
it could
staples.
Be, but if you just go based on things to do, then you will miss.
Okay. I'm sorry.
A large criteria.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready.
We're all on the same page.
Not going to affect my list. Yeah.
You want me to go first?
I'll go fucking first. How about that?
All right.
How about that?
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. Go first.
Number five. Christmas Tree Rockefeller Center.
Wow.
Rockefeller Center Christmas time. You got to go see the tree. If you haven't seen it, it's like one of those bucket list things. Okay, fine.
I've skated at Rockefeller in the fall when they do the tree. It's very nice.
Thank you, Joe.
It's very, very nice.
Thank you, Joe. Why are you making a face at him, Bob?
I'm not making a face. You made a face.
That's okay. Five, the Rockefeller Center tree at Christmas. Four, Yankee game. Got to go to a Yankee game. Got to go to Yankee Stadium. It's an experience. Now, people will tell you that it's not the old stadium. I agree with that in terms of lore, but in terms of actual practicality and layout of the stadium, I think it's a great experience.
Mike, I gotta cut you off because Joey D's got his hand up.
Would it not be better just to see the Yankees?
I agree, Joe. I think he has, and you know what? I think lately Mikey V has been half-assing going into these top fives.
What?
I really do.
Whoa!
I really know.
That is a huge accusation.
What's been wrong with my top five?
Because, Mikey, you said Yankee game. Why wouldn't you just say the Yankees are known for New York?
You're right. Okay, you're right, Joe. Right.
The Rockefeller Christmas tree.
That's fine.
That's five. Yankee game, Yankees, New York Yankees, yes. 4. 3, pizza. How about
okay.
that?
Okay, pizza's we're good. Three. We're back.
Okay.
Mikey.
Two's not going to play.
Need some time?
Do you want to run it back?
I'll throw it out there. McSorley's, number 2, the oldest bar in New York City. If you've never been to McSorley's, it's a great place. You got to go there and have a beer. McSorley's at number 2. And then number 1, Madison Square Garden is my number 1 thing in New York, is the garden. If you've never been to the garden, you got to experience the garden. Big event, something like that. The garden, number 1, McSorley's 2, pizza 3, Yankees 4, Rockefeller Center.
Well, he's not winning this week, but
it's not about W's for me.
Hey, we were better off doing Vancouver, Joey D. He might have had a better Vancouver list than
what I thought. McSorley's, we're doing Dublin, Ireland.
By the way, with all due respect to them, I'm sure they're great people. I'm sure they run a great business. I ain't never heard of McSorley's.
Yeah,
never
heard. It's okay, that's fine.
For 2,
that's fine.
Oh, geez, it's a tough look.
Joe, we'll be sure to stop by the Rockefeller tree when we're in the city. Yeah,
it's
this
a
summer.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's
great.
It's a Christmas thing.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Oh, God.
We're taking pot shots at Christmas now. All right.
Nothing's all right. Off limits at the Brilliantly Dumb Show, let me tell you.
Certainly.
I want to save Joey D for last there because I think that should be an interesting one. I'm going to let it rip. Number 5, not McSorley's in general. I just have the bar scene in New York City.
That is such a fucking punk move, man. That's a fucking punk move.
Why is that? Why is
Because everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, Bob likes bars. I love bars, too.
New York bar scene.
Mikey. You might as well have said have a drink in New York City.
Right. Bob just kicked you in the curb.
Yeah,
he kicked him down while he was in the curb.
It's not things to do. It's the bar scene.
The bar scene in New York is a very, very popular thing. There's all different types of bars. You could go into Chinatown. You could go into Little Italy. I mean, there's all these great bars out there, and it's a shame that you just limited them to fucking McSorley's.
Yeah, well.
That's a real shame.
Oldest bar in the city.
It's a great scene, Joey D. Jesus Christ.
I got. I do have to say this, though, Bob. You're not really a bar guy. You don't really go out.
Well, that's why it's 5. That's why it's out. If it's 1, we got.
I think, you know, I'm not against it, but I think Bob heard yours and had to throw bars.
No,
just to kick you in the ribs while you were down.
Joe, this is I'm so used to this shit by now that it's like it doesn't even faze me anymore. It really doesn't.
I came prepared this week. I came prepared with my top 5. I was ready to go.
Find it hysterical, Bob, that after he gave McSorley's bars scene is your 5. It's like right out of the gates.
It's a cop out. It's a cop out.
Here's what it is. Here's what I think's going on with my V. I don't want to say he half-assed the top 5.
I didn't.
Weekly.
I had specific things.
Here's what I think, Joey D.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that unless it's his top 5, he doesn't give the effort that he gives into his top 5. That's really how I feel.
What about last week? The gas station snacks. What about that? That wasn't mine.
I will say Mikey V went on a string of wins for a while.
Yeah,
but he plateaued early, and he's been struggling a little bit lately.
I'm not struggling. I'm still batting at least 300. I'm batting.
Well, no, but you came out of the game with Judge-like numbers. You were hitting homers, and like,
yeah. Well, you know what? You got to level off a little bit. I'm batting over 300.
I'll tell you what wasn't. McSorley's was a pop up.
I tell you what, a lot of people from this area will appreciate McSorley's.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure. I'm sure they will. Give me bars of 5.
He's going to do a story, Bob.
Bars at 5.
He's going to do a story addressing the voices
McSorley's
in the background.
Hey, Bob, what's next? What's it for? The restaurant scene? Is that what 4 is?
Joe, here's what's going to happen. Mikey V's on East Coast, so he's always going to be up before us. We're going to wake up to screenshots in Gambler's Digest group chat of people saying how great McSorley's is and how dumb we are. That's the way that our day is.
And you know what? The background music will be cheers. We're everybody.
That's right.
Show.
Number 4, bagels. Give me the bagels at four. As great as New York bagels. Come on, Mikey. You can't.
I don't have a problem with bagels. It's fine. Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Didn't you have bagels?
No.
Yeah, pizza. Okay.
I had pizza.
Number three, I got Madison Square Garden. I talked about when the Knicks are in the playoffs, that place rocking. Ranger fans, as much as I don't like the Rangers, they don't get enough credit. I think Ranger fans are unbelievable. Concerts at Madison Square Garden. Billy Joel, by the way, just retired for the 50th time. He does the same Elton John thing where they've retired 50 straight years, but somehow they're still playing every Saturday. Love them. That's just how I feel. Two, give me the pizza. Pizza at two. Now, my dad actually told me that the dollar slices, the 99-cent slices now, apparently are kind of out now, that people are going against that, to where now everything's kind of raising to where the dollar slices kind of no more, which is a shame, but I get it. You got to make your money. And then
inflation, Bob.
What's that?
Inflation.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That's basic microeconomics with Joseph DeMarlin.
That's correct.
Supply and then demand.
Number one, give me the New York Yankees. Give me the New York Yankees at one for obvious reasons. Shout out Anthony Volpe. And let's send it over to Joey D.
All right.
Here we go.
Number five, I'm going to start out with something that neither of you mentioned. To be honest, I think this is renowned for New York. I'm going to go Broadway. The Broadway musical scene in New York is, bar none, the place to go. It's as good as it gets.
It is.
You see, and by the way,
I did not see that coming.
Aaron Rodgers just went to the Wicked Show. So good on him for getting really enthralled in the New York scene. This guy is going to have a career
season. Aaron Rodgers could bring back Les Miserables and Cats. If he doesn't fucking win the AFC, he can wipe his ass with it, because they will be attacking his jugular. Just win football games, Aaron.
Well, I'm just saying, Bob's got a lot to be excited about with those New York Jets this year.
A lot. I agree
botch
with that.
It. Let me tell you something. They will botch it. They will.
No, they're not. They're going to be a force. He's going to stay healthy. Don't you worry. Number four, I'm going to go with something both of you gentlemen said. I have been there. The Madison Square Garden is special. It is. I went before they did the renovation, where I don't know if it's still like this. They had the original wooden seats when I went. This was like a decade ago. It was unbelievable. The vibe in there, it's right in the city. I didn't realize it's like you have to take the escalators up.
Come
it's
right awesome. Out of the train station.
And you go in there and just you realize how many iconic moments in sports and just in general have happened there. And you just can't help but just get blown away. Number three, something that neither you mentioned, which Bob mentioned bagels. I'm going to go the New York Deli. Tell me a spot where you go in the country that provides a better deli scene than New York.
Is it the deli scene?
It's deli. It's New York delis. It's New York delis.
I want everything changed to scene on the end of it. So for my pizza, no. I want pizza scene. For Joe's deli scene.
New York delis. All right.
Let's
just slow our roll here. New York delis at three.
Slow your roll there.
Joe is just, you know what, Joe? I can't wait to see you on Friday, bro. I'm going to fucking give you a bear hug and lift you 6 feet off the fucking ground and just give you the biggest hug and crack your back simultaneously. That's all I'm going to do.
Slow.
I can't wait.
Number two, I'm going to go the sports scene. You tell me a place that has better sports than New York.
This is preposterous.
No, you're not doing me any favors there.
Two football teams, two basketball teams, two baseball teams. It is a sports-run city. I'm going sports scene. And number two, it is the place to watch a sports venue. Why can't I do that, Bob? You said things that they're known for.
Because then it mixes in with Madison Square Garden, does it not?
Well, Madison Square Garden is a specific place to watch sports. New York City, as a sports town, to me, encompasses what sports is about.
So we're going to say sports.
Okay, you want to remove sports? We can remove sports.
It doesn't help my bar scene case. It really hurt my bar.
You
scene
went
case.
Bar scene, Bob. Why can't I go sports?
I want him. Let him go sports. That's fine. And by the way, those two New York football teams play all their games in New Jersey. By the way, No, I know they're New York teams, but it's they play 10 minutes from my house. It's a disgrace.
Number one, it's as clear as day to me. It's New York pizza. Anywhere you go, everywhere says New York style pizza, New York pizza, New York. You know, it's everything alludes back to the fact that pizza and New York are synonymous with being one and one. It doesn't change. And whenever you have something that's that clear and that obvious, to me, it has to go number one. That's my number one. Now, Bob and Baird, if you want me to change sports, I can change sports.
I think it's going to be funny to see the top five graphic, and T-Bone's going to just put a bunch of different balls. He's going to put like a tennis ball, a football, a basketball. It'll just be an arrangement of balls and sports. I think it'll be funny.
I'm just trying to play ball.
I think both of you copped out a little bit on your top fives, but that's fine. I was ridiculed for not putting effort into the top five, which is absolutely one of the more ludicrous accusations that's ever been made on this show.
I'm going to be honest. I'm happy I said it. I really am. I'm happy that I got that out. It feels good.
If Mikey V's breaking my back, he's going to break Bob's neck.
Put Bob in a sleeper hold as soon as I see him on Friday.
And let me tell you something. I'll go to sleep, all right? I will go to sleep. I will gladly. Oh, yeah, I'm happy I said it. And I don't think you half-assed the top fives. I think you half-assed the top fives that aren't your top fives.
That's so ridiculous.
That's the way that I feel. That's the way that I feel. And I'm happy that I got that out, whether you agree or not. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy. And by the way, I can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you, pal.
Honorable mentions, yeah. Boys.
Yeah. Honorable mention. Honorable mention. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, do you have one, Mikey B? Do you have an honorable mention? Yeah, I do have one.
I'm going to leave it as an honorable mention because it's not something that everybody could do. Obviously, it's difficult, but I did have Rayo's East Harlem as my was my honorable mention. I think it's known around the country as like one of the places to go to. It's just such a son of a bitch to get into that I felt like it's not appropriate to put it in the top.
It's special, and it holds a special spot.
One of the most memorable moments of my life, for better or for worse. This one was probably for worse because at the time I was scared shitless, walking into Rayo's with Nikki Diamonds and the host coming over, the major D coming over, and pretty much telling Nikki Diamonds to go fuck himself, that he doesn't have his name under a reservation, and Diamonds' face just going blood red and veins popping out of his face.
Pulled the phone out I didn't even know he had.
Going into his pocket and pulling out a flip phone.
Razor.
The Razor.
Motorola Razor.
Doesn't even dial a phone number, just clicked one button, and he's on the phone with somebody and watching the maitre d' answer the phone, look scared shitless, go over to a table that was in the middle of their dinner and asking them to get up and leave was one of the most uncomfortable, scariest situations.
Glorious at the same time.
I've never seen Mikey V look worried or scared in my life until that moment. And I think I actually said, Mikey V, what's wrong? And he's like, Joe, not right now. Just not right now. I remember that.
Yes. It was.
I said something, and he's like, Joe, not right now.
Yeah, it wasn't the time for any comments.
With the presence that I knew he wasn't fucking around. And I looked at Bob and I'm like, you won't hear a peep out of me for the rest of the night.
And then when we sat down, I was so happy then to be there. So I was trying to get Diamonds going. I was trying to get him in a groove. It took him about midway through the dinner to come back to us.
No, I think when appetizers, he actually looked at the table. He goes, all right, I'm back, gentlemen.
Well, the best was the Major D then comes to the table and he's like, we're so happy to have you here. We got this, we got that.
Yeah.
That was so great.
And Mike, what did he say where he's like, Frank? I thought you said Frank.
He was like, Paulie? I thought you said Sal.
Yeah.
I thought you said Sal. It's Paulie. Yeah, no, come on.
That was, what a moment that was, man. You talk about the Rayo's experience. All right, I will go. Look, I'm not a big fan of the play, but it's such a staple to New York to where you almost got to do it. And I think the dirtier, the better. The Dirty Water Dog hot dogs. I don't even know if it's that good. It's just something that you got to do. I almost feel like the worse the hot dog, the better the hot dog is. Some of those nasty looking hot dogs.
I hate dirty water dogs, bro. I know. I can't stand. They repeat on me for like 8 hours. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. So it's just disgusting. Such a New York thing, and you just load on the toppings. Like, you just kind of have to do it. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I got. Joey D, we'll send it over to you.
I went back and forth between two different things, and I landed with the Empire State Building. I was going to go either Statue of Liberty or Empire State Building, but to me, Empire State Building is like just an iconic part of New York, and it's something that, you know, most people, if you're going there, will go and do. It's a very touristy thing, but very cool and steeped in history, so give me the Empire State Building for my honor.
Yeah, something I like too. I love the feeling of going outside and hailing down a cab. That's a fun, you know, just throwing up the fingers and to get the taxi cab. I like that. Yeah, I really like that too. I think that's a very iconic thing. Regardless, very, very excited for this coming week. I'm sure there's going to be content out the wazoo. Hole 14 at the Breezy Invitational. That is the hole to be at, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, I love you. I appreciate you. Next week, we are filming from Luna's Woodfire Tavern.
Live.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wood Tavern.
I love you, boys. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. That does it. Another episode, another edition, and a damn good one of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Like, comment, subscribe. Get the boys to the top 100. We appreciate you, folks. We'll see you next time.